unexpected deaths can have a ripple effect in Juneau. Last year, a music teacher for both Floyd Dryden Middle School and Thunder Mountain High School died from a heart attack, and a 17-year-old Thunder Mountain student died from an accidental gunshot wound. Kelly Hansen is the school counselor at Floyd Dryden.
I think that whenever there is a loss or some sort of situation where there is a pretty large impact, it can really impact families. So like there'll be kids at the high school that have siblings at the elementary school or at the middle school that might like know the family or have a connection with the teacher.
After the deaths, the district's crisis response team, comprised of counselors, psychologists, and administrators, offered support. Hansen says some of the kids at Floyd Dryden came looking for her.
And there was a few kids that needed kind of like a quiet place to talk and to listen. I didn't feel like it disrupted my day or my week more than normal. I feel like we responded and provided support where we needed to.
She says during a crisis, other staff also let her know which kids are having a hard time, and she makes a point to check up on them. Phil Merrill is the counselor at Thunder Mountain High School. He says schools are like small communities, and anytime there's a loss, emotions run strong.
And so when one of those persons is lost, everybody is affected. Everybody feels it, and to varying degrees. And so for sure, there's a change. There's a sense of loss. But at the same time, there's a deepening sense of community too, in that, okay, we can come together. We can support each other. We can grieve together.
Merrill says now it's a new year, and he was reluctant to say his kids were back to normal, but he said there definitely was a new sense of positivity in the school. While the recent deaths highlighted the role school counselors play in a crisis, Merrill says that's not the only part of their jobs.
It's not easy to be in school. It's not easy to be a young person in our culture. As I mentioned earlier, that Generation IY, this idea of when do you become an adult, what is adolescence, is just stretching and stretching a whole lot.
Merrill says he serves as a bridge for students. He says he tries to support them socially, emotionally, academically, and in finding future careers. Hansen adds that counselors can serve to boost morale throughout the school. She says that she meets with kids and parents to talk about their classes, issues at home or at school, and she helps connect families with services they might need, everything from introducing them to the right administrators to helping them find food. She serves as a mediator. She's a case manager for kids with disabilities, and she says counselors are just a safe place for kids.
Kind of going back to for kids knowing that they have somebody that they can talk to that's will keep their confidence and that they won't break confidentiality unless it had to do with the safety, you know, of them or someone else.
In a recent budget meeting, multiple residents and school principals asked the Juneau School Board to make funding for counseling staff and emotional, social needs a priority in their budget. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.